This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Brandon Graham Show live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly. 9 in a row. So we started off this way.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
How you feeling, man? How did surgery go? How are you feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. My arm, everything is going good. You know, I'm always in good spirits, of course, but even more because we got the win this week. You know, it could have been worse. I know everybody, I ain't listening to nothing today because this is just like, I ain't want to hear all that.
No, you're listening.
That crybaby stuff.
I don't know. I see it in your eyes.
I don't want to hear all that crybaby stuff.
What do you mean you're not listening?
I wasn't listening today because I was working. We were trying to get right. That's what we talk about. We can't hear the outside noise.
You got a big old brace on your arm there. You wear that. How long are you wearing that for?
Just for another 3 weeks after this. It's more just to keep my arm straight. You know, I'm bending it every day, but just trying to make sure that while it's healing that I keep my extension.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you at the facility? Like, what's your daily life
like? Yeah, I'm there. I do the same thing. I go in. I try to be there for the same type of meetings. I keep everything regular because when I'm on the sideline, you know, I want to be able to talk the same language, know what the game plan is, and stay informed on what's going on. Because, I mean, man, we all in this together. I started with y'all, man. I ain't about to run now just because I can't be out there with you, but I am out there as far as, you know, encouraging, making sure that the boys, you know, get where they trying to go, man. We trying to go win it all. We got to do it 1 week at a time, and we got to make sure that we stay prepared for every game. And, of course, you know, it ain't no cakewalks in this game, man. I don't know why people keep – you know how I go. But we can play a little better, but I will say that's why we go to work every day, because we just trying to find our good balance on how we can stay consistent, and that's about it.
You know, I'm okay with the defense having a down game because you played so hard for so many games, and I know how difficult that is, mm-hmm. that physicality, that toughness, to come out every game and do that. So, and you only gave up 16 points, so it's not exactly the end of the world.
Yep.
But the offense has got to score more than 22 points in the game. And obviously now it's, you got to prevent it from falling apart. And you've heard, you know, that there's fingers and we, the media does it, the fans do it.
Oh, yeah.
But AJ did it too. So
yeah.
How is it, how tough, and you've seen it off and on for different years, how difficult is it to kind of bring that under control and try to get everybody on the same page and have people accept responsibility? How difficult is that?
It's difficult because, you know, if you don't hold yourself accountable, there's nothing I can do anyway. Because we all have to be accountable for our actions and what we do. And some people gonna stand on it, double down on it, whatever they do, it's okay. I get it. Because everybody entitled to their own opinions. But when we got stuff in house and we plan and we winning, it's just not a good look for the person complaining when you ain't complaining to the right person. That's all I'm saying. Like, go to your, like, if I got a problem, I'm going to that man. I'm not going to the media. I'm not acting a certain way. But everybody grow at different times, too, so I will say that. But at the end of the day, man, it's like we all got problems. We all got stuff that we got going on, and we all got to manage ourselves with the media, because if we give y'all some stuff, that's what we're going to be talking about all day, just being honest. You know what I'm saying? But we got a good group. And I ain't trying to mess this up, man. And all it takes is a conversation sometimes. But the person that got the problem got to be willing to have the conversation.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
So with that being the case, A.J. Brown has had different, and I haven't, I saw he was angry when he came to the sidelines, but he didn't go to jail and like he did, what was it, a couple of years ago?
Right.
When they had that little situation.
Right.
Okay, so he went to himself, he tried to blow off steam and accept it, but I'm sure he's talked to Jalen before. Will Jalen accept the player coming him to him directly and accept the responsibility? What are you smiling for?
Because
the responsibility of what's going on here.
Because it's more flip, just being honest.
Yeah.
You know, it's where the person that's complaining need to be accountable. And I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he noticed. He, you know, I don't know the whole story, but I know that one is trying. And I mean, 11 could be a little better with how he respond to things. And they was friends before this. It's like, man, but things have changed. And I understand that because life happens. But we gotta, it's the business side that we have to make sure that we don't let the personal get in the way of the business. And that's what we gotta do better as right now. Because we know it's an issue. Everybody's seen some things. But we need to be able to talk things out as men, you know what I'm saying? But we need to let personal stuff go and let's get right for this game, because man, it's like a lot of stuff, most of the time it's just a conversation that just need to be had, but the person with the problem gotta want to talk to the person other than others.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Just to follow up, when
just
you say
honest.
Business,
mm-hmm.
They both have their money.
They both got money.
Okay,
they both have
their contracts. So it can't be business.
We got to take
it's
ego out
team.
Of it. We got to be team. It's team. It's all about team, man. And that's all I'm saying. Like Coach said it before he even did what he did. It's like, come on, man. Like if you like, don't let the perception of what our don't let our expectations and us not meet it. You know, make you react the way you react. If you got a problem, go talk to that man. Go talk to your people. You know what I'm saying? Like, get it off. But don't do it to the media, because we all got to keep that stuff in-house. We all got problems. We got problems with people. Well, we got to hold it, or we got to go talk to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, leave that personal alone, because it's like Jalen out there really trying, man. And I ain't even just biased, because that's my teammate. Like, I really know this man, like, he's trying. I've seen certain stuff that you don't see off the field. And it's like, man, people trying to attack his character like he ain't this. He don't smile. It's just that junk just be killing me, because he just holding in. He got to take it because the heaviest head is the head that wear the crown. And so I understand he number one, and he got to be the guy that's going to get attacked. But man, it's accountability goes for everybody, all of us, and how we respond and how we do things, man. We got a chance to be great on this team, man, and we can't let little things get in the way of that. And I just wanted to say that right now because I'm just trying to be as honest as I can without, you know, being disrespectful to anybody. I'm just like, as men, we all need to learn how to talk and open our mouths instead of, you know, like, you know, just even with that, going to the media, man, like that's an out, man. No, don't do that. Let's, like, we talk about keeping it tight. That's part of it. That's my brother. As much as us brothers fight, go talk to your brother. Go get on the same page with your brother. Go do some extra with your brother and not let the personal get in the way of the business. Like I said, it's like, man, it's just, I'm just tired of, I just don't like that when people try to portray a certain way. And it's like, man, what you doing? What are you doing to help the situation that's not helping us?
Okay, I'm going to make this the last question along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Nick Sirianni, as the head coach,
yep,
and he kind of tap danced around it today, and I understand that when he has his news conference, do you think he's addressed this with either AJ or Jalen?
I think that they're doing a good job of that, but everybody got to be one party with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I'm gonna say with it. Like, you know, I hope that they get it right because, man, we too good. We too good to be, you know, letting little nothing. It's like little nothing. I promise you. It's like, man, talk to your people. If you mad about something, man, let's talk about it. Don't hold stuff in because we too good, man. And I don't want to waste this year because next year we don't know who gonna be here next year. Let's finish this year out right, man. I challenge these boys, man, because we just too good for this, man, to not be able to have a conversation and have that respect for one another. And we've been good all year with keeping stuff with us as a team. But when things go bad, come on, man. Don't show out like that because we got your back just as much as we want you to have ours. And, you know, we try to make sure with the media – we use it in a great space for our team and let y'all do what y'all gonna do anyway and critique all the other little things. But this part, man, I feel like we gotta grow up, just being honest, growing up. And that start with me because I'm part of it too, being a leader. It's like, look, man, like if I got an issue, I'm gonna be the example to go talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Not use this as something that can help me get my point across. It's like, nah, mm-mm. Don't do that. Like we better than that. We way better than that as a team, and that's just not a good reflection of what we've been so working so hard to put together this year. And we won 10 games in a row, man. Like, you know, that don't happen 11 games now, my bad, in a row. And it's like 9 games, I'm sorry, but you know 11 and 2. But you know what I mean.
We're going to let you do it.
But look. Like, man, let's just keep building this thing. We don't need no negativity to try to knock us down cuz that's what all these other people outside try to do. Don't give them no ammo. And that's where I'm at. Like, you know, this is going to be my only and one time I'm just this brutally honest, but I'm just like, we got to get it right. And I hope this be received well because we need to get this right. Like, you know what I'm saying, cuz if I'm running a business, I got to take my personal out of it. And so, hey, you want the business to run where you can answer these questions the right way and have a good game, you got to put the work in on your business and put that personal to the side or handle that personal so that you can thrive in your business. So, man, I'm just on my, we got to be grown about this, man. We can't be little kids about it. We got to act, we got to really talk about it if we're going to talk about it. And don't talk about, you know, that's it. Just talk through it. Because, man, we got something special going.
You know, just two questions, I guess, in a more general sense about this, less specifically about these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody in that locker room is an NFL player, successful. Everybody's got an ego. That's just how it works, right?
Yeah.
Those conversations that you're talking about, like the honest man-to-man direct conversations,
right,
involve, like, putting away pride.
Yes.
And that's really difficult.
It's difficult.
You know, it's difficult in our business. It's difficult. Do you find that those conversations that you're talking about actually happen in the locker room? A guy's got a problem with another guy. They just go up and directly say, here's the issue. Help me get through this. Is that a realistic thing to expect?
Or if you don't feel you can be heard, let's go talk to some people that can get you heard, because you are a important piece. You know, 11 is an important piece of the offense, and I get it. You could be frustrated, but let's do it the right way other than this way, because not only are you affecting your teammates and we got to all respond to this,
But it's like, man, handle your business the way you're supposed to, and let's go to that man. You know what I'm saying? Go to that person. Let's figure out how we can coexist while we here to get a job done that we need. You know what I'm saying? If it is personal, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that. But that's what I'm saying. It happens in the, it happens all the time. It's stuff that y'all don't know that goes on, that we put the fire out on because somebody had a conversation and was honest. And then when they say it's over, it's over. Because you a man of your word, so I'm going to take your word that you said it's over. You ain't gonna throw it in my face. All right, bet. I got you. And then you build that chemistry, man. You keep continuously building. Then you work well together when you out there. You're not just walking around on eggshells. Every time you see each other, you turn the other way. And y'all are the most important pieces. You know what I'm saying? And I know that it's being done, but it's like, man, when you get to the media part, it's like, come on, man. It ain't the end all be all. It's just like, let's keep going until we get it right. But don't give the media no ammunition so that all your teammates ain't got an answer to what should be kept private. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's all. It's just a learning. I feel like it's a learning for everybody. I mean, I had my fair share of different things I did in the media where I'm like, dang, I shouldn't have said this or I shouldn't have said that. But being honest right now, man, I don't feel bad about it because I'm trying to help save this year. I don't want nothing to corrupt this year. And, man, if talking about it publicly sometimes, that's what you want to do, all right, bet. We'll do it like that for a quick second. But then let's get back to regular schedule because now we got to go get prepared for the Steelers who going to come in here, who going to play us, you know, really hard. So, man, let's get the game plan. Let's get on the same page and let's talk so that we can think clearly and be focused in this game going forward because, man, we ain't get this far for nothing. And we ain't win these 9 games for nothing. I don't believe that it's going to just crumble like this. So, man, let's have this conversation. Let's get it over with.
Well, especially with what happened last year, which is a combination of a lot of things, but some of it was, you know, public stuff that ended up being bigger that made it harder for the team, I think, probably to resolve what was going on the field because of what was happening off the field, too.
Right, right.
So the other question I had is how do you – because you want to be honest when you talk after the game, right, when you get asked questions, but you also don't want to do what you're talking about.
Right.
So how do you as a player approach a question – where you want to give an honest answer, but also that honest answer could indict somebody else on the team.
True.
Like is that something that goes through your head when you're answering?
Well, you got to take your time. If you ain't ready for the media right now, hey, just say, can I get y'all on Wednesday? Right now, it's just not a good time. Hey, right. they got much respect for that because if you've been a guy like how I am, and I'm sure he always is when, you know, when he balling, he in there, you know, talking. Everybody want to talk. But when things get hard, come on, man, control them. Control your emotions because we controlling ours. You know, I'm on protecting. It ain't nobody's fault. It's all our fault because I ain't looked at the film. I ain't see, like, the personal on what we know as a team, when we talk about as a team, that's going to be discussed in our meetings. But right now, hey, man, I see the film. I don't know right now. Or I can't talk about it right now because I'm just not in place for it. I can respect that other than just, you know, putting it out there like that, man. Like, how your brother back? Because we worked too hard already. It's already hard enough for the quarterback, you know, position. And it's hard enough just period in this league. So when we got something special, let's not be the reason why we go downhill because we can't control ourselves. And that's just learning. I feel like it's just learning. Like learning. We learning. I ain't blaming nobody. Like I'm happy to, you know, be honest with this because that just lets you know how real this team is. But we got to be real and have those real conversations in order for us to get to where we're trying to go. And it's going to just be a little quick little, man, hiccup in the road. But then, bam, we back to regular schedule. Once we win in a big way, people back on the same page. It's like, let's not mask it by the winning, but let's just continue to keep building and putting – the business first over the other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's all. Like, because, man, I promise you, like, it's going to be that much sweeter if we can do this the right way. And I don't want it if I can't do it the right way. Because, you know, ain't nobody, because it ain't going to lead to nowhere if we can't fix the problem. And that's really just talking about it or getting your feelings out on what you feel and then being heard. Man, we want to hear you because you 11. I respect you, man. You hell of a player, but I want to make sure the man is good too. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure one is good too. One, you good too, baby. Like, don't, like, we need to encourage each other other than break each, like, tear each other down. And so that's where I'm at. Like, when I looked at it, it was just like, man, control them emotions, baby, because we got your back, man. Have your teammates back just as much as we got yours. And and then we'll deal with the stuff in-house. And that's it. You know what I'm saying?
So you said you didn't listen to us all day, but you know exactly what we're talking about.
I knew what I was talking about because I had to hear it too, because I knew I was going to have to answer to it, but I didn't hear what people had to say so I could come back some of the stuff that y'all were saying. But
well, it does, by the way, it does exactly what you're saying, because what it does is it forces fans to say, I'm on this guy's side or I'm on that guy's side.
Right, and pick a side. And that's all I'm saying. Like that, and that's what I don't like, because that should be between y'all, and y'all should make that. Y'all should be more, have more respect, where it's like, hey, this is what we doing. You know what I'm saying? Go do that. You know what I'm saying? All right, I might have messed up here. I can own that. Can you own that? You know what I'm saying? It's ownership in this. And so that's why I'm like, I know we going to get it right. But I just, you know, when stuff come out like this, we always talk about this. Even in, you know, when we first got into the league, the rookie symposium, they talk about, if you ain't ready to talk, it's okay to say, hey, I can come back. Can I come back to you? You know, in a respectful way, I just don't have nothing good to say right now. It's okay. And then move to the next question. You can say next question if it ain't nothing good coming out your mouth right now. Because what's going to help us is not that. And so I'm all about and helping us. And so as a team, and making others look good, because I want all of them to look good. I love when I can celebrate with the guys, and I love we can all be out there doing our own little dances, and you know, things going viral of old little clippings of something that you might have redid on the field, you know what I'm saying, because you couldn't wait to get a touchdown, all that stuff, man. Like, we should be thinking in that realm of, man, team, like we are, and man, it's a togetherness you got to have, and you can't let your expectations exceed the team goals of what you got for your personal. And I got that too, because when you do accept what it is that the team is doing, and you be the best team and the best role player that you can, man, you usually get more than what you expect. So, man, I mean I hope and pray for them, you know what I'm saying, that we gonna get it right. And I know we are, because shoot, while I'm here, man, I'm gonna speak that real. And it's like, man, let's just be men about it. Talk about it, man, or don't talk about it to nobody else. Go to the problem that can – go to the person that can actually help you with the problem, other than the people that just going to hear you out and laugh at you at the end of the day and talk stuff about you. My bad.
Get that,
you
Johnson.
Know what I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry. Right. But you know what I mean. But,
we got it.
I'm just so passionate about it right now because, man, me, I want to be on that field. But, boy, I got to be the best cheerleader I could be on it. And, of course, I'm sick, but – I'm okay, because I'm living through my teammates. I'm loving, serving. This is where I am in my. I'm accepted that this is where I am in my life right now. I'm hurt. I'm sitting on the sideline, but I could do a whole lot, even with that C still on my chest. Love walking out, coin toss, still being me, talking my stuff, saying I'm gonna get my guys on you this time. Don't worry, but I'm gonna be back soon enough. You know what I'm saying, or whatever. But it's just you gotta. Take that selfishness out of it. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, man, you just gotta love just seeing others eat while you eat. Cause I'm still eating because we winning.
Right.
I'm still a part of this team because we winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, man, we gotta enjoy the wins, the little wins with the big wins. It's like, hey, we know we a good team, but we gotta stay consistent, and we can't let the outside noise or what you expect from yourself, and if it don't happen, you know, it's just a bad look for you when you don't look like you all the way in. It look like if you ain't doing you, I you know how it is, one foot in, one foot out type deal.
Yep.
And I don't believe that's what it is, but I'm just saying it's all about us looking as good as a team, because when we win, we all win together. We all got to answer the same things. Why Sweaty was so great this week? Why AJ was so great? Why this person? And we got to answer to y'all being so great. And I love that, because, man, I can talk all day about how great y'all are, especially how great y'all played and all that. And we all had bad games, but we still win. Hey, I know he can pop off at any time. I'm still going to talk you up, because at the end of the day, it's not going to be perfect. So let's stop looking for perfect. Let's just practice to be as perfect as we can for this week. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what? We got to.
All right, I'll just say one thing.
I know I was a little long-winded today, but I needed
to
get that out, man, because we always going to have a little stuff that come up in the season, but it's how you handle it as men, and it's a bunch of grown men on that team, and I know we're going to handle it the right way. And so, man, we just got to – just a little hiccup in the road that we're going to handle in-house, but let's just keep it like that, man, because, man, we got too much good stuff going on. The city on fire, the city loving it. You know, like it wasn't like this 2-2, but hey, I love it when the city on fire, city loving what's going on with them Eagles. And man, let's go finish this job, man. Let's not get in the way of ourselves.
By the way, don't worry about that word. Jordan Mailata used the interview I do on the field after the game. He said we played, and he used that word with a Y at the end.
Okay.
He said, I'm sorry, but that's the way we play.
And I love the accountability, but yeah, I know we're going to be better.
That's what I liked about it.
You know what I'm saying?
He's accountable.
Yeah.
And when you find players that are accountable, then it's got a better chance of getting it better.
Yes, and it's going to be better, and I know that. So, okay. Man, we good. I just said my piece, man, because we all, trust me, even for me.
Say it to the team, damn it.
I had to talk myself down because I was just more pissed about, man, not the media about the. So I had to chill out before I came here, had not to get the emotion, had to take the emotion out of it, had to think logically and say, you know what, I feel like this was on my heart to say today. And so, man, I hope it be received in a great way because, man, all I want to do is win, and I know that's all Philly want. And when we all right as a team, we all right as a city. So let's keep it going, man, because we got to have this party on Broad Street, baby, and ain't nothing taking us away from that.
All right, we'll take a break. That was great. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in a moment with more of the Brandon Graham Show live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
It is the Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly. You guys good?
Yeah. I have, thinking back, and Brandon's been, I've been around a long time.
Move your mic up a little bit, just so they can just
switch.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There yeah,
well,
you
well
go.
If they fix these, look at this.
No. Please don't blame the mics then.
No. this has happened for many years because I've been here a long time.
Okay.
But that was the lead to Brandon, the question to Brandon. I've been around for a while. I've seen good teams in terms of the word team, and I've seen guys that are just, you know, kind of individuals. The Super Bowl year, and you've been around a long time too, was the best chemistry I've ever seen in a locker room. Now, you've been with good ones and bad ones. What do the good ones do, good chemistry, in helping a team go forward with the best they can be? And what does, and you've been on some bad chemistry teams, what do the bad ones do?
Well, this is what I say. We have to respond well. You know, because stuff gonna come up. Stuff came up that year, but we responded well. It didn't come out, you know, stuff didn't come out, but it was stuff that happened during that year that we had to address. And so that's all I'm saying, really. I ain't pointing no finger at nobody, but since he was the one that everybody talking about, it's like, come on, man, let's all be accountable in this, because we all as a team. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's like us good teams respond well. And so I hope that this message don't get misconstrued, because, like, at the end of the day, we got a good team going on. But it's just like, let's police ourselves and let's be accountable on when we make a mistake and say, hey, I made a mistake. I should have kept that in house. And then, bam. And then you worry about addressing that with the man that, you know, that you need to address that with. But
it's
like, man, let's be men about this. You know what I'm saying? Let's handle our business, because we only renting space. We renting lockers in here. Like, next year, we don't know who going to be renting that same locker that you in. You know what I'm saying? That I'm in. That I've been in for a while. So it's like, come on, y'all, let's do it while we're here, because all we know is right now, because we don't know how next year going to be, but I ain't trying to figure it out either, because we got something brewing right now, and let's keep brewing it so that when we finish it, you know, we can drink the good stuff of what came from that great season that we had. And so how we respond right now is everything, and I think we're going to do that well, because we got some great leaders. I know Nick Sirianni definitely is on it. I mean, Howie and everybody, myself, you know, but I just really,
chemistry is important. Is
it's important,
the product, yeah.
And we got that. You know, I just know it's frustration that like, look, I know AJ was frustrated. I get it, and I can side with him on it, because I be frustrated too. I was frustrated. Shoot, I couldn't be out there with him, but we got to hold that in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. It's okay that things didn't go like you wanted it to go, but come on, man, let's be responsible adults here on, like, how we gonna handle, and we know what's the right thing to do, what's not the right thing to do. And so that's all I'm saying, because I don't want people choosing a side, team Jalen, team AJ. No, we need to be team Eagles, everybody. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. That's all it is, man. Like, put that to the side. We got to put ego, all that pride, all the stuff that you want personally to the side, because it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen if just buy into all everything that goes with the journey of the team. And so it ain't like, you know, you can't pop off at any time. We got a four-headed monster. Goddard, shoot, Devontae, AJ, Saquon. Come on. Everybody. Somebody can pop off at any time. It's just been Saquon for the most part, because, of course, he the big back. You know what I'm saying? But we got some special people on this team, and that's all I care about, man, is just being special. And doing special stuff, like Coach say all the time. And so this is just a hiccup that we're going to get better from.
You know what? You got to have somebody who rents your locker keep my bobblehead in there, all right? Because you're the only one that's got my bobblehead left in your locker.
Hey, you know, I got to keep you alive for a while in the locker room.
You know, most of the people in the YouTube chat want to know why Howard is wearing a Mets jacket.
Okay.
Oh, man, he's trying to get paid, too.
Yeah, well, why not? I'll just be like a player. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I wanted to wake up the Phillies, who have done zero in this offseason. Zero.
Would you come in here wearing a Giants jacket if they signed a big free agent and the Eagles hadn't?
The New York Giants?
Yeah.
No, because I can't stand them.
What about
but the Mets? I've had, you know, I've been there when they won the World Series and got friendly with a bunch of players. That was years ago. But the thing is, I just know, because the Giants are the Giants. The Mets haven't done anything. I mean, the Mets were good last year, but they got better. So that's the only reason. I just want to wake up the Phillies. You know, I'm tired of this nonsense of trying to trade Alec Boehm and overvaluing him. And
I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, and signing a guy who's, you know, his arm, you don't even know if his arm will even last through, you know, three outings. I mean, it's a joke. You know, the people in this town deserve more. And I like love John Middleton, love what they represented over the last few years. But they should have signed the guy that went to the Giants, if you really want to get specific, a shortstop from Milwaukee.
Adames?
Adames. And told Trey Turner, hey, bro, you're in the outfield. You're making a lot of money. You're going to do what we say, and you're playing the outfield. Put him at, and if you had him at shortstop and paid that money, then they would have been a better team, and they got to improve themselves defensively. Enough. I'm done. I'll take the Mets jacket off if you want.
I don't care if you wear the Mets jacket. You wore it to get attention. I asked you about it.
I wore it because they did something this offseason with impact.
But you wouldn't do that with another NFC East opponent.
It's got to be somebody that I kind of respect, and I don't respect the Giants.
Okay. Something else. BG, you were talking about chemistry. I imagine there are obviously challenges with building chemistry when a team is losing.
Yeah.
But when a team's winning, there have to be other ones as well, I imagine, right? Like, what's the difference, the challenges in a winning team?
You know what? The challenges is everybody want to feel like they did something. You know, like have big moments in a good team, because everybody's trying to get to that next level in their career.
Like, there's a lot of attention going on Saquon right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of Saquon. And I get it. You know, it's like everybody want to be the reason. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. But it's okay, because we all play a major part. Because if AJ ain't getting double, Smitty get the one-on-one. Or Smitty getting double this game, AJ get the one-on-one. Or maybe they load the box, so now you can throw deep because it's one-on-one outside, because they got to put everybody in the box to stop Saquon. It's like so much. It just depends on what everybody choose to do in the game, on what you see. If it's not a loaded box, feed 26. If it is a loaded box, hey, one-on-one up top, go ahead, Jalen, throw your deep ball to whoever. You know what I'm saying? But it's just you got to know that everybody going to play you differently. And then, like, Jalen ain't going to see everybody either. You know, you got to be able to be willing to take the back row some games of, like, okay, it's all right. I'm going to just get it dirty as far as, you know, I'm going to make sure I'm out there. Effort plays, making sure I'm running to the ball, making sure I'm getting an extra block for somebody, making sure this. And then eventually, you might end up getting more than what you even thought you was going to get for the rest of the game. You know what I'm saying? You might have the most key play in the game. Big catch, big run, whatever it is. It's like, you just got to be all in with it, man. That's all. That's all I say as teammates, like, period. Like, if you want to be a team, and we got the ultimate team sport, you got to be all in with it. And, you know, it just don't look good for people. And I want people to look good. I want them to look good. I want everybody to look good. But in a perfect world, which we ain't in, it's like, man, we gonna have problems. But it's some of them problems can be fixed, like, for real. And this one can.
By the way, I want to give you credit. You were the a nominee this year for the Walter Payton Man of the Year in the NFL, which... And none of us around here are surprised when you get recognition for something like that. But it must feel good to be recognized not just as a great player, but as a leader as well.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm thankful because, man, it's like you don't do it for that. You just do it because you know it's the right thing to do. And loving on people, giving people love, especially because you don't know their home situation. You don't know how much. You don't even know the last time somebody even said, man, I'm proud of you, man. It feels great to know somebody see you and have watched you do something that they thought they probably did in private, and man, get recognized for it. And man, for me, man, it's just about serving, man. Serving the people, serving the teammates, serving coaches, man. We all can learn from each other. And we all out here just trying to spread the love, man, because that's what it's all about. Because, man, I want to say through the journey,
man, yeah, we had some ups and downs, but boy, love was shown all the way through. And man, it's gonna be that much sweeter when we holding that trophy and we got through some of the hard stuff that could have probably taken us out. But we allow love to get in there and to warm each other up and to know, hey man, I ain't perfect, I'm sorry, my bad. And that's it. Sometimes it's just a hug and be like, man, you know what? At this point, hey, I'm sorry. Whatever I did to you, I'm sorry. And let's move forward. Because, man, we got one common goal, and that's take care of the business. And the business is Philadelphia Eagles. And when we winning, we are winning. When I'm in this city and we win, shoot, everybody benefiting from it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. From the top to the bottom, it don't matter. Oh, you play with the Eagles? Oh man, because it's love. And as long as you showing love, man, people going to take care of you. And I ain't looking for that either, but it's more like I just want to show love just because that's the right thing to do. Because you don't know who day you can make just showing love and choosing to show love, even if they ain't. It's okay, because that's why they probably acting out, because ain't nobody showing them love. So I'm going to be that one, man, that at least try to do that. And I ain't perfect with it, because I ain't going to always have a good day. I'm going to need that from you, too. I'm going to need to be refilled. But for the most part, man, we should all be trying to, you know, at least once a day make somebody day. You know what I'm saying?
All right, take one more break. This is the Brandon Graham Show. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly is brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly. It is the Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly. Don't forget, coming up at 7 here from Chickies is the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. Quick couple things about the actual game yesterday, BG. It was the first time that I've seen a team have that many like sustained drives against you guys in a while. Mm-hmm. They only scored 16 points, but they seemed to be able to like keep those drives going. Was there anything you noticed from a defensive perspective as to why they were able to succeed?
You know what? It seemed like we missed a little. Like, we knew Hubbard was good. We knew when we watched the film, everybody he played pretty much, he was getting sneaky yards. Like, you know, it's just because he's patient, he's really good. I just say I give him much respect. But I know that for sure that it's just crazy because I see that for him, it was just more him being patient, the guys, you know, falling off of him. And we just didn't tackle well. That's really what I would say. Everybody was going hard. Everybody worked hard and played hard. But it was just one of those games, man, where you just think that it was just like all them sneaky little yards that once we miss a tackle, here come four extra yards, or here go this amount of many yards. And so I think that that's what was going on. Of course, we're going to have them type of games, but I know that we did all we could to win the game. And I was happy that we did that, but I know we got some work to do for sure. And I know Vic gon', you know, he already corrected it today, and we gonna just keep pushing, because it's a lot of things that we definitely can continue to keep getting better on. And I know that our intentions are well, for sure.
You know what, I think this team with this game next week, what I think about this team being good enough and getting it together, it will help. And I think you will just murder the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use that word, obviously, not in the
real
sense.
But I know what you're saying. Like,
because now it's like, all right, we won this game. We didn't do all the things right. We had some other issues. But if this team is who I think they are,
yep,
this is what I think is going to happen next week.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to come out and you're going to ball out like you have.
Like we have, man. Like, yeah, you know, when things going well, ain't nobody questioning that. Oh, my goodness, this and that. But it's okay. When like, we just had a little hiccup. And that's what I said. Like, man, I know we're going to handle this situation the right way. I just was a little, for me, I just wanted to be as real as I could without telling no lies. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, man, let's just be grown men about it. Now, let's keep stuff in-house. You know what I'm saying? Because we all out here, man. We all out here could be frustrated. We can all pick our frustrations on every little thing. But it's more of like, hey, man, this is what we doing. All right, bet. You know, like, I got a problem. All right, cool. Let's talk about it. Bam. You know what I'm saying? It could be so simple sometimes. But we just need to just be us, man. Be us. Like, continue to keep working. Because that's what got us to this point, working.
It's about winning.
It is about winning. But you got to put the work in and believe in that we can win, or give us a chance. So I just want them boys to be on the same page, man, and I know they will. Because, like I said, we got a leadership full of leaders, man. Like I said, I ain't calling nobody out, but since the video out, it's like, look, let's not even start that. Let's not even give them a sniff of that. Because what we can do is make sure we police everything, you know, with the person that can actually help you fix it, other than, you know, this media stuff, man, because people blow stuff out of proportion. And I don't want that to happen with our team, and we then spending our time talking about all this. Because, man, at the end of the day, man, we got a, like I told you, we got a good team, man. Let's not waste it, because, and talk about next year, because next year it could be totally different. We can be 0-17. You just know this. I know they wouldn't go. They wouldn't let this happen like that. But you know what I mean. Like, every year, stuff happens, man. We've been fortunate to be healthy. We've been fortunate to be all these different things, man. So let us not mess it up as players.
Well, BG, we always appreciate your honesty. And look, it's at least you won.
Hey, trust me. I know it would have been different too. Even then,
man. If Leggett catches that pass, All right. Well, we appreciate you as always. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
The Players Lounge is next. Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Landon Dickerson this week. This has been the Brandon Graham Show from Chickies and Pete's, brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly. It is the Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly. You guys good?
Yeah. I have, thinking back, and Brandon's been, I've been around a long time.
Move your mic up a little bit, just so they can just
switch.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There. Yeah,
well,
you go.
If they fix these, look at this.
No. Please don't blame the mics then.
No, this has happened for many years because I've been here a long time.
Okay.
But that was the lead to Brandon, the question to Brandon. I've been around for a while. I've seen good teams in terms of the word team, and I've seen guys that are just, you know, kind of individuals. The Super Bowl year, and you've been around a long time too, was the best chemistry I've ever seen in a locker room. Now, you've been with good ones and bad ones. What do the good ones do, good chemistry, in helping a team go forward with the best they can be? And what does, and you've been on some bad chemistry teams, what do the bad ones do?
Well, this is what I say. We have to respond well. You know, because stuff gonna come up. Stuff came up that year, but we responded well. It didn't come out, you know, stuff didn't come out, but it was stuff that happened during that year that we had to address. And so that's all I'm saying, really. I ain't pointing no finger at nobody, but since he was the one that everybody talking about, it's like, come on, man, let's all be accountable in this, because we all as a team, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's like us good teams respond well. And so I hope that this message don't get misconstrued, because, like, at the end of the day, we got a good team going on. But it's just like, let's police ourselves and let's be accountable on when we make a mistake and say, hey, I made a mistake. I should have kept that in house. And then, bam. And then you worry about addressing that with the man that, you know, that you need to address that with. But
it's
like, man, let's be men about this. You know what I'm saying? Let's handle our business, because we only renting space. We renting lockers in here. Like, next year, we don't know who's going to be renting that same locker that you in. You know what I'm saying? That I'm in. That I've been in for a while. So it's like, come on, y'all, let's do it while we're here, because all we know is right now, because we don't know how next year going to be, but I ain't trying to figure it out either, because we got something brewing right now, and let's keep brewing it so that when we finish it, you know, we can drink the good stuff of what came from that great season that we had. And so how we respond right now is everything, and I think we're going to do that well, because we got some great leaders. I know Nick Sirianni definitely is on it. I mean, Howie and everybody, myself, you know, but I just really,
chemistry is important. Is
it's important,
the product, yeah.
And we got that. You know, I just know it's frustration that like, look, I know AJ was frustrated. I get it, and I can side with him on it, because I be frustrated too. I was frustrated. Shoot, I couldn't be out there with him, but we gotta hold that in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. It's okay that things didn't go like you wanted it to go, but come on, man, let's be responsible adults here on, like, how we gonna handle, and we know what's the right thing to do, what's not the right thing to do. And so that's all I'm saying, because I don't want people choosing a side, Team Jalen, Team AJ. No, we need to be Team Eagles, everybody. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. That's all it is, man. Like, put that to the side. We got to put ego, all that pride, all the stuff that you want personally to the side, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen if you just buy into all everything that goes with the journey of the team. And so it ain't like, you know, you can't pop off at any time. We got a four-headed monster. Goddard, shoot, Devontae, AJ, Saquon. Come on. Everybody. Somebody can pop off at any time. It's just been Saquon for the most part, because, of course, he the big back. You know what I'm saying? But we got some special people on this team, and that's all I care about, man, is just being special and doing special stuff, like Coach say all the time. And so this is just a hiccup that we're going to get better from.
You know what? You got to have somebody who rents your locker keep my bobblehead in there, all right? Because you're the only one that's got my bobblehead left in your locker.
Hey, you know, I gotta keep you alive for a while in the locker room.
You know, most of the people in the YouTube chat want to know why Howard is wearing a Mets jacket.
Okay.
Oh, man, he's trying to get paid, too.
Yeah, well, why not? I'll just be like a player. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I wanted to wake up the Phillies, who have done zero in this offseason. Zero.
Would you come in here wearing a Giants jacket if they signed a big free agent and the Eagles hadn't?
The New York Giants?
Yeah.
No, because I can't stand them.
What about?
But the Mets, I've had, you know, I've been there when they won the World Series and got friendly with a bunch of players. That was years ago. But the thing is, I just know, because the Giants are the Giants. The Mets haven't done anything. I mean, the Mets were good last year, but they got better. So that's the only reason. I just want to wake up the Phillies. You know, I'm tired of this nonsense of trying to trade Alec Boehm and overvaluing him. And
I'm sorry, I asked.
Yeah, and signing a guy who's, you know, his arm, you don't even know if his arm will even last through, you know, three outings. I mean, it's a joke. You know, the people in this town deserve more. And I love John Middleton, love what they represented over the last few years, but they should have signed the guy that went to the Giants, if you really want to get specific, a shortstop from Milwaukee.
Adames?
Adames, and told Trey Turner, hey, bro, you're in the outfield. You're making a lot of money. You're going to do what we say, and you're playing the outfield. And if you had him at shortstop and paid that money, then they would have been a better team, and they got to improve themselves defensively. Enough. I'm done. I'll take the Mets jacket off if you want.
I don't care if you wear the Mets jacket. You wore it to get attention. I asked you about it.
I wore it because they did something this offseason with impact.
But you wouldn't do that with another NFC East opponent.
It's got to be somebody that I kind of respect, and I don't respect the Giants.
Okay. Something else. BG, you were talking about chemistry. I imagine there are obviously challenges with building chemistry when a team is losing.
Yeah.
But when a team's winning, there have to be other ones as well, I imagine, right? Like, what's the difference, the challenges in a winning team?
You know what? The challenges is everybody want to feel like they did something. You know, like have big moments in a good team, because everybody's trying to get to that next level in their career.
Like, there's a lot of attention going on Saquon right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of Saquon. And I get it. You know, it's like everybody want to be the reason. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. But it's okay, because we all play a major part. Because if AJ ain't getting double, Smitty get the one-on-one. Or Smitty getting double this game, AJ get the one-on-one. Or maybe they load the box, so now you can throw deep because it's one-on-one outside, because they got to put everybody in the box to stop Saquon. It's like so much. It just depends on what everybody choose to do in the game, on what you see. If it's not a loaded box, feed 26. If it is a loaded box, hey, one-on-one up top, go ahead, Jalen, throw your deep ball to whoever. You know what I'm saying? But it's just you got to know that everybody going to play you differently. And then, like, Jalen ain't going to see everybody either. You know, you got to be able to be willing to take the back row some games of, like, okay, it's all right, I'm going to just get it dirty, as far as, you know, I'm going to make sure I'm out there effort plays, making sure I'm running to the ball, making sure I'm getting an extra block for somebody, making sure this. And then eventually you might end up getting more than what you even thought you was going to get for the rest of the game. You know what I'm saying? You might have the most key play in the game. Big catch, big run, whatever it is. It's like you just gotta be all in with it, man. That's all I say as teammates, like, period. Like, if you want to be a team, and we got the ultimate team sport, you gotta be all in with it. And, you know, it just don't look good for people, and I want people to look good. I want them to look good. I want everybody to look good. But in a perfect world, which we ain't in, it's like, man, we gonna have problems. But it's some of them problems can be fixed, like, for real, and this one can.
By the way, I want to give you credit. You were the a nominee this year for the Walter Payton Man of the Year in the NFL, which none of us around here are surprised when you get recognition for something like that. But it must feel good to be recognized not just as a great player, but as a leader as well.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm thankful because, man, it's like you don't do it for that. You just do it because you know it's the right thing to do. And loving on people, giving people love, especially because you don't know their home situation. You don't know how much. You don't even know the last time somebody even said, man, I'm proud of you, man. It feels great to know somebody see you and have
watched you do something that they thought they probably did in private, and man, get recognized for it. And man, for me, man, it's just about serving, man. Serving the people, serving the teammates, serving coaches, man. We all can learn from each other. And we all out here just trying to spread the love, man, because that's what it's all about. Because, man, I want to say through the journey, man, yeah, we had some ups and downs, but, boy, love was shown all the way through. And, man, it's going to be that much sweeter when we holding that trophy and we got through some of the hard stuff that could have probably taken us out. But we allow love to get in there and to warm each other up and to know, hey, man, I ain't perfect. I'm sorry. My bad. And that's it. Sometimes it's just a hug and be like, man, you know what? At this point, hey, I'm sorry. Whatever I did to you, I'm sorry. And let's move forward. Because, man, we got one common goal, and that's take care of the business. And the business is Philadelphia Eagles. And when we winning, we all winning. When I'm in this city and we win, shoot, everybody benefiting from it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. From the top to the bottom, it don't matter. Oh, you play with the Eagles? Oh, man, because it's love. And as long as you showing love, man, people going to take care of you. And I ain't looking for that either, but it's more like I just want to show love just because that's the right thing to do, because you don't know who day you can make just showing love and choosing to show love, even if they ain't. It's okay, because that's why they probably acting out, because ain't nobody showing them love. So I'm going to be that one, man, that at least try to do that. And I ain't perfect with it, because I ain't going to always have a good day. I'm going to need that from you, too. I'm going to need to be refilled, but for the most part, man, we should all be trying to, you know, at least once a day make somebody day. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Take one more break. This is the Brandon Graham Show. Cheekies and Pete's in South Philly is brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Eagles fans, celebrate responsibly. It is the Brandon Graham Show, live from Cheekies and Pete's in South Philly. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Eagles fans, celebrate responsibly. Don't forget, coming up at 7 here from Chickies is the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliott Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. Quick couple things about the actual game yesterday, BG. It was the first time that I've seen a team have that many like sustained drives against you guys in a while. Mm-hmm. They only scored 16 points, but they seemed to be able to like keep those drives going. Was there anything you noticed from a defensive perspective as to why they were able to succeed?
You know what? It seemed like we missed a little. Like, we knew Hubbard was good. We knew when we watched the film, everybody he played pretty much, he was getting sneaky yards. Like, you know, it's just because he's patient, he's really good. I just say I give him much respect. But I know that for sure that it's just crazy because I see that for him, it was just more him being patient. The guys, you know, falling off of him, and we just didn't tackle well. That's really what I would say. Everybody was going hard. Everybody worked hard and played hard, but it was just one of those games, man, where you just think that it was just like all them sneaky little yards that once we miss a tackle, here come four extra yards, or here go this amount of many yards. And so I think that that's what was going on. Of course, we don't have them type of games, but I know that we did all we could to win the game, and I was happy that we did that. But I know we got some work to do for sure, and I know Vic gon' correct. He already corrected it today, and we gonna just keep pushing, because it's a lot of things that we definitely can continue to keep getting better on, and I know that our intentions are well for sure.
You know what I think this team, with this game, next week, if I think what I think about this team being good enough and getting it together, it will help. And I think you will just murder the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use that word, obviously, not in the
real
sense.
But I know what you're saying. Like,
because now it's like, all right, we won this game. We didn't do all the things right. We had some other issues. But if this team is who I think they are,
yep,
this is what I think is going to happen next week.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to come out and you're going to ball out like you have.
Like we have, man. Like, yeah, you know, when things going well, ain't nobody questioning that. Oh, my goodness, this and that. But it's okay. When like, we just had a little hiccup. And that's what I said. Like, man, I know we're going to handle this situation the right way. I just was a little, for me, I just wanted to be as real as I could without telling no lies. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, man, let's just be grown men about it. Let's keep stuff in-house. You know what I'm saying? Because we all out here, man. We all out here could be frustrated. We can all pick our frustrations on every little thing. But it's more of like, hey, man, this is what we doing. All right, bet. You know, like, I got a problem. All right, cool. Let's talk about it. Bam. You know what I'm saying? It could be so simple sometimes. But we just need to just be us, man. Be us. Like, continue to keep working. Because that's what got us to this point, working.
It's about winning.
It is about winning. But you got to put the work in and believe in that we can win or give us a chance. So I just want them boys to be on the same page, man, and I know they will because, like I said, we got a leadership full of leaders, man. I ain't calling nobody out, but since the video out, it's like, look, let's not even start that. Let's not even give them a sniff of that because what we can do is make sure we police everything. You know, with the person that can actually help you fix it, other than, you know, this media stuff, man, because people blow stuff out of proportion, and I don't want that to happen with our team, and we then spending our time talking about all this, because, man, at the end of the day, man, we got a, like I told you, we got a good team, man. Let's not waste it, and talk about next year, because next year it could be totally different. We can be 0-17. You just know this. I know they wouldn't let this happen like that. But you know what I mean. Like every year, stuff happens, man. We've been fortunate to be healthy. We've been fortunate to be all these different things, man. So let us not mess it up as players.
Well, BG, we always appreciate your honesty. And look, it's at least you won.
Hey, trust me. I know it would have been different too. Yeah. Even then, man.
If Leggett catches that pass, yeah. All right, well, we appreciate you as always. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
The Players Lounge is next. Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and Landon Dickerson this week. This has been the Brandon Graham Show from Chickies and Pete's, brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.